Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B, or its affiliates.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. It is Love is Life with Desalina. I'm so glad you guys got a chance to tune in. Lots of good feedback. I love, love, love all answers, even though there's been some pretty jokesters out there, but it's all good. Jokes will create laughter, and laughter, as we know, is called the best medicine. So let's get into it, shall we? So today's topic in a few extending days, because I'm going to make this a series, I want to find out how do we love. I'm always curious, how do we love? But what this one is going to be a little bit more in-depth. How do you love me? So I want to get into understanding how we need to be loved, because everybody has a different desire how we want to be loved. And again, this show is not so where we think of, you know, it's always about sexual needs. It's just, how do we want to be loved? How do we want to be talked to? So there's different areas of love that we're going to tap into. We haven't talked about how we want to be talked to in a loving way, because sometimes when we're in the hustle and bustle of our daily business and chores and tasks, we sometimes can be abrasive with our words, and that's not coming from a loving sense, a part of who we are. So let's figure out how we can do this successfully. Today I have a guest that's coming on. I'm super excited about who she is, what she has to bring. Her name is Shelly Ruffin. She is truly amazing. She is a spiritual leader who is really making waves in how to tap into our spiritual side and be able to get us to relax and get a chance to be able to help us get to places with our needs individually to become better people, better us, better versions of ourselves. So I'm excited to get a chance to bring her onto the show today and get her information so that way we can grasp new tools to work with the old buildings that we have so we can make some upgrades. So I'm excited. So I want to start with Whitney Houston. You know, sometimes these songs I repeat because these songs are meaningful, because I like the lyrics. Whitney says, hey, I believe in you and me, and I believe in you, and I definitely believe in myself. So let's go ahead and get blessed with some Whitney, and I'll be right back.
Down.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Again, I am excited. So we have some things that have been going on. So let's get into the news, shall we? So our recent current event, you know, we had the untimely passing of Kobe Bryant, which in his friends and coaches, his daughter, her teammates, the pilots, very, very sad, very tragic, very difficult for us to try to get past, and we have to just do our best to make, you know, things keep rocking and rolling as we needed to, as we saw fit. So if you guys are out to celebrate his memorial that's taking place, for everyone's memorial, I believe Kobe's memorial on the 24th. Just please, 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 we ask you to just stay behaved, stay prayed up, stay loved up, so that way just send love and prayers, you know, to his family who survived this tragic, untimely incident. So, moving on, we had the Oscars yesterday. We had some really big wins, some beautiful gowns, amazing tuxes, suits, people who looked amazing. And then we have that list that's coming where it's kind of like, hey, so exactly what happened when you was getting your dress fitting or selection? What was going on? So that list, I'm sure, is going to be hot and not so much that's coming out. So I'm sure it's going to be put up on celebrity somebody. We had, first of all, can I just say that I was on Instagram, and this lady, she never, ever, ever fails to just look freaking amazing. Tracee Ellis Ross in that gown. Guys, did you see her in this gold dress? At first I thought, that it was something vintage that was probably in her mom's closet, the amazing Diana Ross. She has a crazy body. It's insane. They always look amazing, like they just eat salad and, like, I don't know, almonds or something all day long, but healthy. So these ladies look amazing. So Tracee had on this gold, beautiful dress with this cape, I want to say. I don't know if we can call it a cape. I want to say a cape. It was beautiful. And she had like a little peekaboo area with her back out. And it was just stunning. So the designer, Zuhair Morado, if you go to that Instagram page, you will see all the beautiful designs that this designer has. And it's really, like, breathtaking. Like, it makes me feel like anyone can wear this dress or any of the designs. I feel like any size. So it's one I would love to see Lizzo at some point possibly get styled in one of this designer's gowns. So fingers crossed. We'll see what's up. I'm just putting good energy out there. So I'm going to read off some of the names. Best look from Vanity Fair Oscars after party. We have Charlize Theron, Scarlett Johansson, of course, Elizabeth Banks, Rashida Jones, Tracee Ellis Ross, ting, 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 Chrissy Teigen, Olivia Wilde, Joan Collins, obviously, Gabrielle Union, of course, Martha Stewart, Reese Witherspoon, Jessica Alba, Sofia Vergara, Ava DuVernay, and the list goes on. Sandra Oh, did you see that dress? Very nice. Kerry Washington killed it. First of all, she had a two-piece, and it had, like, these Egyptian holographics. I cannot say that word today. Work with me, everybody. Please, please don't hate me. If you make fun, it's okay. It's okay. It's totally okay. So we have Kerry that killed it. First of all, Kerry looks amazing after having babies. Good job. You know, you're on plan, staying extremely healthy. But they looked up, like, it makes you just want to get dressed up just because, like, it doesn't even make sense. So as I'm keep reading, Joe looked okay. I feel like they, you know, I feel like she should be designed a little bit different. She should just be a little bit different. I'm always in love with Gabrielle Union's outfit. Martha brought it. First of all, Martha had on a mini dress with those legs out, honey. Martha looked like she's been on some walks, possibly some hikes. Good job, Martha. And Reese was okay. She was just modest. Jessica killed it, like I said. Let's see, who else? Who else? We had Rashid Radka Jones. I don't know, sorry, Rashida. But Rahika, she looked fabulous in a ball gown. I love a good A-line. And with Sandra, she rocked feathers. I think feathers is always a good thing. Some people say no, but I loved it. Let's see, who else was my favorite? I already said Kerry Washington. Let's not forget Billy Porter. First of all, this guy pushes the limits, and he looks amazing. First of all, I want to get a purple big hat and just say, listen, this is what I'm doing today. Yes, I know I have on sweats, but this purple hat is going to have to do because I'm in love with purple and it looks freaking amazing. So just, again, like really good styles, really good designer set, you know, and people who know their limits, they know what they can do. And if they continue to push the limit, then so be it. Push. It looks amazing. I love it. We all love it. And it's not one where we're just jumping on the bandwagon just because everyone else is doing it. But, no, people actually look really, really look good, and I was happy with it. And so we had the Oscars for the stylists out there that was going back and forth. I saw you in and out of hotels, in and out of your cars, lugging, all kind of stuff. Hats off to you because you guys work very hard to make sure that everyone looks amazing. Good job, hairstylist, makeup artist, as well as nail techs, because I did not see any ashy hands or feet on the red carpet, and that's important. So no ashiness. But so this is what we had. You know, we have some games that went over the weekend. We're looking to get some things going today. We have Charlotte and Detroit, Brooklyn, Indiana, Atlanta, and Orlando, to name a few. So we have some pretty good games out there for people who are with the NBA that are still watching to make sure that they are just rooting their teams on. So play responsibly, watch responsibly, try not to break a blood vessel and screaming and cheering on for your team. And so now let's go back to Team Us. And then, you know what, before I get into it, is it me? Is it me? The thing, almost every time we have the Oscars, we have the worst weather ever, ever. So it rained yesterday in certain areas, and it came down like as if the clouds were wringing off sweat from a hard workout. And then all of a sudden today, we're back on time to get the, you know, just like nothing ever happened today. So it's like the difference between 2 days. Night and day. It's so hilarious. But thankfully, they were able to always work it out to keep people on point. So back to us, Team Love in the house. So I'm going to play something Marvin Gaye. Got to give it up. We got to give up some love, y'all. We got to give up some tools so that way we can love better. All right, so stay tuned. When I get back, I'm going to bring my girl in, and it's going to be awesome. So, see you in a minute.
Water Radio, KEWRDB.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWRDB, or its affiliates.
All right, welcome back. So now we're going to go ahead and I'm going to introduce Ms. Shelley Ruffin. She is amazing. She has so many beautiful things to share. Also, she has a shop over in Bellflower. I want to just introduce you to her. She is, again, amazing to me. I think she has a lot to offer us, a lot of tools I've been able to use in the past. So let's welcome her collectively. Yay!
Hi, everybody. Welcome, hello. Thank you so much. Thank you. You're so kind.
I mean, when love is given, love is received, love is reciprocated.
Yes, welcome to Love is Like with Desalina.
I'm so excited to just be able to pick your brain so that way we all will have the best tools that we can possibly use. So, Ms. Ruffin, I was explaining to our love friends out there about your shop. You have a shop over in Bellflower that has amazing tools that we can use as well as services that can just help us become better versions of ourselves on a daily. Would you like to quickly
better
explain?
Just better human beings.
Amen. Nice. So, yeah, tell us about your store. What do we have over there? What's going on over there?
Well, we are over here at Fabling Jewels in the city of Bellflower, right off of Clark and Alondra. And there's just a lot of healing going on there, a lot of love being given over there. I first opened the establishment, you know, to display my jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as time has gone on, as, you know, I've evolved, as I've listened to my clients and my customers, I just figured out that, you know what? We don't really love ourselves as a whole. And I just felt like I needed to focus on that because I just, client after client that came into the door and as I listened, you know, when it came down to it, it was just like, you don't love you. And not to say it in a, you know, to hurt somebody or anyway, but just to be real about it. Like, we don't love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because truth be told, if we really, truly, truly loved ourselves wholeheartedly, 100%, we wouldn't put up with a lot of stuff and accept a lot of stuff that we do.
Right.
You know, so I try to give support. I try to give support and guidance, you know, just by sharing my personal life experiences and things that I have been, that I have learned over the years, and just share those gifts with people to help people heal and fall in love with yourself. Just fall in love with yourself. Once you truly fall in love with yourself, things just truly start to fall in order for you.
Sounds good. So what kind of services do you have that we could share with our listeners of, you know, what to expect? What would be some tools that we can use?
Well, first off, I am a certified level 2 Reiki practitioner. And for those who are not familiar what Reiki is actually, Reiki is our universal life force. So basically it's how we control and how we channel our energy. So if, if we're out of alignment in any certain way, if any one of the 7 chakras are out of alignment, it just kind of makes everything, it's like a domino effect. It just kind of makes everything a little wonky, you know. So, you know, with the Reiki, you know, that's one of the services that I provide. I also provide yoni steam services, vaginal steaming, the steaming of the womb, which is using herbs, which most, if you don't know, herbs have medicinal properties, and I have created a blend of herbs to help women in various ways to heal our wounds. So anything from menstrual, painful menstrual cramps to long periods, absence of periods, irregular periods, fibroids, just anything that goes on with the womb, there's herb for that.
Oh, nice. So how long would one of those services take? Like for, you know, like for a yoni, if I wanted to come in for a yoni scene, what's the duration? Am I looking for like a half hour? You know, what would be the most
25,
effective? How long would it take and what would be the most effective?
25 to 30 minutes is the preference. I prefer that you sit there for about 30 minutes maximum, but 25 minutes, it's very warm, but especially the way that I do it, you're completely detoxing. You're in like a little personal sauna and you're sweating it out and you're detoxing and you're purging as well as getting the benefits of the vaginal steaming. It takes about 30 minutes to do that. And it gets warm. It's warm, but it feels good. So if you're familiar with going to the gym and sitting in the sauna, it's something of that.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. That sounds really good. What? Okay. So with that, you sit on this sauna seat.
You sit on the pot, girl.
A pot. Okay. Nice.
The short part, I like to explain it as it's a tea for your hoo ha. So basically, like, you know how you boil your herbs. Right. So you boil your herbs, you let them steep, and then you just hover over this wonderful smelling blend of herbs, and you just relax and meditate, listen to music, or read your favorite book, or whatever it is, and just enjoy yourself.
I bet that's really, like, really enjoying. I'm going to have to come take you up on one of those services and get over there.
Please.
It's going to take at least an hour to get anywhere in the city or county of Los Angeles. If you're listening and you're another state, it is what it is. Traffic is now, it's a part of our daily lives, and either it could be good or it could be insane where we have to figure it out how to get our whole vibes together. So the Reiki, is it about the same too? Like, so are we, you know, I mean, that's kind of
Reiki
what that
is a little bit different. Reiki is a little bit different. Reiki is where you are, I lay you down on a table, it's like a massage table, and I basically help you to get into a very, very relaxed meditative state. With the hustle and bustle, and like you just said, with the traffic in LA, our minds are constantly moving, constantly going, and we don't have time to shut down. We think we're shutting down, and we think we're thinking, but we're thinking about the wrong stuff. We're not thinking about the stuff that we need to think about to heal ourselves. So basically what Reiki does is it makes you take that time out for you and to listen to your body, listen to your higher self, and connect with the things that you really need to deal with. You're very relaxed. You're very, very, if nothing else, you're very, very relaxed. There's calm, peaceful meditation music playing. My method is I use a little bit of touch, placing my hands over different points of your body to try to balance out each energy area in your body. And then I feel warmth and I see colors. So for me, that lets me know which areas, which chakras are weak. And I have a few tools that I use to assist me during the session. And afterwards, you know, when I ask you, you know, I invite you to come back to the room because you're so relaxed that, you know, you may venture off somewhere. It's just my clients, they just tell me all the time, they're like, wow, even the ones who have never experienced it before and who may have been a kind of like, I don't know about this. When I ask them, like, well, what happened? Like, something definitely happened, but it was definitely good. And a lot of people are able to resolve a lot of their issues. They're able to gain clarity on certain issues, deal with certain issues, things, traumas, past traumas that you can't heal if you don't deal with stuff. And so the Reiki helps you to deal with stuff so that we can find out what it is and then move from there to try and fix it.
Nice. So where could they go to book you for services?
Well, the website is actually under reconstruction right now, but you can find me on Instagram and on Facebook social media. There is a scheduling link on both pages. And there, if you click on the scheduling link, and those pages are Fablane Jewels, F-A-B-L-A-N-E, second word Jewels, J-E-W-E-L-S. And if you go to either one of those pages on Instagram or Facebook, the scheduler, when you open the scheduling link, it has a list and pricing and details of all services, and you can actually book your own services online at a time that's convenient for you.
Awesome sauce. Thank you for that information. So, ladies and gents, you have it here. Miss Shelly Ruffin, spiritual extraordinaire, get you right from head to toe, and as well as your spiritual spiritual realm.
We do have a, we have a lot of tools there, too. A lot of candles, if you need candles, sage, incense, I sell crystals, just everything to get your vibe right.
Yeah, I've saved so many things this past year. I think that's become a part of my natural scent of my body, where it's just like, not today. Let me just go ahead and before I get out of my car, before I'm in my car. I don't want to take that bad energy with me. No place.
You got to have you got to be armed with your crystals. You got to have your sprays. Your liquid. There's something for everything. There's something to keep your mind in check.
Yes, because having a good mindset is being able to just allow your body to just do what it has to do. Good energy is always contagious. It's like bad energy. So I feel like if we can always focus on what's good, we should be able to, if we practice to do better, we'll do better.
And also, you know, at the end of the day, we're human. And things happen. But it's just having the tools and knowing which tools to use to bring it back into alignment and to be able to shake it off and be like you said, not today.
Not today.
And not let it affect you. Not let other people's negative energies and forces affect you and ruin your good day, you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, there used to be a time where I used to let other people's energies like just really affect me, and you know, I had to learn these tools on how to go within, how to love on myself, and how to say, hey, hey, you know, setting boundaries knowing that, you know.
Right. Well, speaking of love, let's get into this topic, shall we? So our topic today is how to love me. So I want to get your perspective as a woman who, you know, who's been there in love, who knows who you are, where you are in your life. What direction could you help men understand how to love a woman? So how would you say from?
Go ahead.
You said. Huh?
No, I'm listening.
So it's just, how would you, you know, how would you, if you're, you know, say you and your guy, you guys are just committing to know each other, and he's like, oh, baby, I want to love you. What are the tools or directions would you give him to how to love you? Because sometimes we don't know how to verbalize it, or we don't know how to get it out, but we expect men to think that
communication. Everything starts with communication. A lot of times we assume things. We assume, you know, we assume because we hanging out every day. We assume because he calling me on his lunch break every day. We assume, you know, because he took me to be his mama. You know, that is one habit, and that ain't necessarily the case. If he ain't told you that, you know, and then you find out that you know, Sally over here, she also met his mama, you know, and then you all in your feelings, you know what I'm saying? And it's because we assumed. You got to have these conversations. They may be uncomfortable, but it's better to have the uncomfortable happen early on than to get your heart broken right. later.
Oh.
Okay. So you need to, on those first, on that first date, on that coffee date, you know, before you just spent, you know, X amount of dollars on dinner and whatnot, you know, you need to ask, what are your goals? What are your relationship goals? You know, right. because me, as a 47-year-old woman, I ain't got time to be playing these games with these men.
No, ma'am, no, because we got time to do other things. We got time to do other things. And even if we were in our 20s, I feel like we are allotted to ask these questions. And then even, questions. I'm sure you agree, to ask ourselves, what do we look for in a mate? And are we looking mm-hmm. for date? Are we looking for short term, long term? Are we looking to just, mm-hmm. I need a person that I can go to the movies with? I need a person that I can mm-hmm. snuggle with, not to
do
get
I
super.
Need a booty call. And all those things are fine. And those things are fine. But that right. needs to be established. It needs to
right.
be established.
So we need to establish.
Because there's nothing that I hate more than some man. Right. There's nothing I hate more than some man making my decisions for me. And when I say by making my decisions for me, that means he's withholding information. So I'm behaving and I'm cooking the dinner. I'm basically, ladies, don't be just doing all this stuff for somebody that's not your dude. Like, you know, so I see it all the time. So many of us, we are being wifey, but we don't even really have a title. We don't even have a title. Like, we're not even a girlfriend. Like, you know,
right.
We just bae. Oh, she cool. You know, when you're talking to his homeboy, like, oh, she cool. Like, oh, yeah, I like her. But, you know, he's saying that about a few other chicks, too. So, you know, we just need to have clarification about who and what we're dealing with.
I like
and
that.
And it's fine to have the relationship.
Like
it's
that.
Fine to have whatever relationship type you want. You can have whatever works for you, but just make sure everybody's on the same page.
I like that a lot because that's definitely important to make sure that we have, you know, we have it together. And then to make sure that we know what we want when we want it. And
mm-hmm.
and if it changes, that's okay too. Because
mm-hmm.
as we evolve, we're not going to aspire to want the same things forever. You know, everyone changes.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, great. But if not, it's okay
mm-hmm.
to, it's okay to, you know, switch up as long as you're not hurting someone else. Where
mm-hmm.
it's not the, you know, it's beneficial to someone else. So
but it
also
brings me back to where we started at the beginning of this conversation. You got to love yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I
if
agree.
You don't love yourself first, you will allow people to make those decisions for you. You will allow people to overstep their boundaries with you. You will allow people to treat you in a way that maybe you really don't feel so comfortable with. You know,
mm.
but if you hold yourself up and hold people accountable and, you know, they'll look at you and they'll be like, I can't be that way with her because she ain't having it.
Right.
She loves herself. She loves herself enough to know, like, nah, bro, nah, not that one.
Right. Now, what would you say if it came down to family? Because sometimes we can love our mates, but our family, we have yet to convey these things to our mom, our sisters, brothers, cousins, uncles, that, you know, hey, I need to be loved like this. You know, I'm not the little girl who used to have to go run and change the TV channel because you're too, you know, reluctant to get up and reach for the remote. Or the remote is missing and you don't want to get up and change the channel yourself. So what would you say to those people that are struggling with that impact on life where they have to feel obligated to family when, you know, where they need to be able to,
I think that's where respect kind of comes in too. Like, you want me to respect you in the same way that, you know, I expect to be respected. And it's just,
right.
You have to, if we're talking about grown-ups here, you know, and not kids, then those are conversations. Respectfully, of course, you know, you want to be respectful
right.
to your elders. You want to be respectful to your mother. You want to be respectful. And two, kids need to be respected as well, you know. you know, we do have to respect our kids, you know, because our kids, you know, I remember when I was a kid, there was a show that came out, it was called Kids Are People Too.
They are. They are. And they have so many ideas, and it's just one where to be able to, you know, show them love as well, because, you know, they feel like at times when we grow up, from a child to adolescent to adult, sometimes we get it wrong, and that's going to be another show down the line where we want to talk to kids and find out how we need to love them this day and age with technology and all that other stuff. So that's a whole other thing. But it's just one of those things where you think of it as, how do we, you know, how do we tell our parents, like, yo, you know, hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, you know, bonus parent, grandma, you know, how I need you to be loved. They might look at you like you're crazy, but at the same time, hopefully that they are, you know, they can receive that information to understand, I need this. You gave me everything back then, or remember this one time? This is what I need that one time to be all the time, because this is when I was at my best with you. Do you think that's something that can be conveyed or should be conveyed when a relationship has been disconnected with family?
There's such a disconnect with family. And I can speak on that personally. Like, you know, I come from a small family, and communication is hard. It's hard, but you got to try. You got to try. You got to try. We gotta break break the cycle. I call them these new age kids. With all the music and stuff that we listen to, that they listen to, it's just the mentality is different. So we, as the grown ups and the, you know, the older, you know, as the parent, you know, we just really have to love on our kids, and we got to talk to them. You know, we're so busy, you know, even from infant stage, we're handing them off this technology. We're giving them the phone. We're giving them the tablet. No, let's have some human connection.
Right. You know? So these days, it's more than just letting them watch TV, you know, especially if they're with, like, grandma or
babysitting. They're letting the television and technology babysit the children.
Right. And that's not the healthiest thing to do at
they
all.
They don't have social skills. They don't have social skills because of this, you know, and then there's not that human interaction. And we got to keep that human. We got to keep that human connection going, you know.
Agreed.
Spend time with your kids. Include your kids. And talk to your kids.
Right. Because we don't know what they're thinking. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they need help with. So it's definitely important to get some dialogue going, so that way they can grow into being healthy adults. Because a lot of disconnect happens when kids think that, you know, we're too busy for them. When actuality,
and it goes back to that assumption and the communication breakdown. It goes back to the communication and the assumption. You know.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for Shelly for taking out the time to speak with us again, guys and gals and kids and elders. If you need some spiritual guidance, some spiritual tune-up, check out Facebook, Instagram at Fab Lane Jewels. She is there, ready and waiting. I mean, make it rain. It's full of love. If you want to make sure you get it right, you and your partner, whatever you choose, however you choose it, go get a spiritual tune-up. I think that would be amazing. Mm-hmm, so while one is getting Reiki, the other one's getting themed, and you will have a wonderful, fabulous, fun-filled Valentine's Day. And
you gotta have spiritual health. Spiritual health is so important.
Absolutely, I totally agree. So check her out. Don't forget, she's on Instagram, Facebook, and just have a conversation. Start with there. Make your appointments. Go see about Shell. All right, Shelly, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there you had it, guys. We had a great dialogue with getting spiritual wellness underway. Spiritual care is self-care, which is, again, loving yourself. So we also have information. Again, communication is number one. I will talk your face off to your edges about self-care, self-love, because it's important. We need the tools that we need to be able to love ourselves so we can generate that love to everyone around us. Sometimes we interact with people who never felt love, had a false sense of what love is, and maybe, just maybe, didn't have the time to take out to properly understand what love is or how to take care of themselves. So let's go ahead and break for a song, and we will be right back.
Everybody seems to think they will be good together. Everybody done the talk, say make you be my lover. But they don't even know if I'm your special. I don't even know if I take your breath away. You don't even know my wildest dreams. Maybe it is all just chemistry. But I know I kind of maybe really do like you. Maybe me and you, we can try to do this love something. Maybe there's something there.
I know there's something.
And
something, babe, I know say you like me. Your heart's keep anytime I say nice things. Maybe with a shy sense, maybe fate don't say we can't fight this. You they draw me, you be fine artists. We don't preach, maybe we should try practice. We could go slow like say we jam traffic. If they want talk shit, make we buy a hard pick. When you step right through my door, I did wish I could huff that pinafore. With a neat swagger, look at keys after. But they say your boyfriend is a street fighter. Yeah, that your smile from heaven, oh. You the dodge, trying to be careful, oh. But we still going round in circles, oh. If we don't try, we will never get to know. See as you find, you shine from head to toe. Feelings, they grow, but you scared to show. Mama suffer me, mama bear, oh. If they want time, make we give them a show.
And I know I kind of maybe really do like you. Maybe me and you, we can try to do this love something.
Something.
And I know you kind of made you really do like me. Maybe I could be your baby. We should start fronting. Maybe there's something there.
I know there's something, but if I'm too motivated, then stop me. I mean, they feel say lovey, they cussy. But I know it's not the same in your company. And this feeling is killing me softly. Me, I didn't want to be unruly. But everybody seems to want to talk to me. Even if me and you make the worst couple. If we know that, well, you go cause trouble.
I know I said I wanted to be friends, oh. The truth is said, I will not pretend, oh. But maybe we can start again. Forget what did I tell you then. Do you feel the chemistry?
Something.
And I know you kind of maybe really do like me. Maybe I could be your baby. We just are fronting. Maybe there's something there.
Babe, I know there's something.
Welcome back. So we got about a few minutes left. I want to give you guys some really good ideas because some of you know, well, most of you know that Valentine's Day is coming up. It is on Friday. So if you did not prepare properly this year for the one you love, That's me serenading you guys. I know I'm off key, but it's okay because I'm not a singer. However, I am support to the background singer. I'm in the back clapping. All right, that being said, let's talk about some quick, easy options. Hopefully it's not too crazy of a day, but if you start early, get off around 2, hey, run fast. All right, so we always know we have people that are by whatever freeway, whatever street that have flowers. Get about 2 of those flowers, pick out the best ones, rewrap it, bam, there you go. Because the flower shops are insane. You may or may not get in, but it's okay. All right, so let's go over a list. You can go canoeing, go to, you know, out to a lake. Balboa's right here. They have canoeing. They have little boats. It's real cute. Don't try to paddle real fast because the water can't splash up, so that's a good idea. Breakfast in bed. If you can cook, go for it. If you cannot, Postmates. You have a cute little tray. Jazz it up with some flowers, some OJ, mimosas, if you're the age. If you're not, if you're 18, 21 and under, use some 7-Up or something. All right, so if you can do wine tasting, Malibu Wine Safaris is one of my favorite places to go. Check that out. You can reminisce looking at old photos, give each other a massage. If you do not have massage hands, check out Massage Envy. Go for it. You can rent a movie. Go on Apple, wherever your devices are, rent a movie or go see a movie. Matinee if you're on a budget. If you're balling out of control, hey, whatever time, long she can, you know, he or she can get up in the morning and go for work, so that way that's not a problem. Stage a photo shoot, that's always fun. You can also do like some board games, kind of like a picnic, set out some, you know, some games on a blanket in the middle of wherever surface that's good for you. Throw some snacks on there, have a good time. You can go on a hike, that's 3. Well, if you park on the street, make sure you read the signs. You can do some things like that. You can do at-home karaoke. Hey, okay, to my family, I deserve to have a karaoke machine. Whatever. Okay, whatever. No big deal. Not really sour about it, but I know I can sing to myself, so I can just close the ears. Anyway, karaoke, that's cool. You can create your own pizza. Make your own pizza. That's good. I like to do that. Go for a bike ride. There's bikes all over L.A. Oh, gosh. Pick a bike. Get a bike. Pick a scooter. Go for it. Anyway, picnic. Talked about that with the games. Throw in a picnic or have a romantic dinner on the floor. Just surface. That way you don't mess nothing up. Go for it. You can do, oh, I love this, volunteer. To share love is receiving love back. It's a paycheck that just keeps on giving. You can create fondue. You can do chocolate cheese. If you're lactose, find another source. But if you can do a broth, broth works. So you can make that one happen. Oh, my favorite, love letters. I love letters, guys. Ah, I'm a romantic. I mean, hence the title of my show. So, love letter. Write how you feel about your partner. That's romantic because it comes from the heart. It's almost like vows, or not yet to the vows, but I'm pouring out my heart to you. Gallery exhibit. There's hundreds of museums around LA. If you're in a different city, look them up. Find out where the galleries are. Purchase a deal. Groupon. Tons of them. Go for it. You can do attend a trivia night. I've done that. Oh, my gosh. So much fun. You can do a candlelight dinner, go ice skating, bubble bath for 2. Prefer you take showers first before you get into that bubble bath. That way you don't have a whole bunch that you got to scrub off in the tub. Not really that. What is the word I'm looking for? Sanitary. Yes. So treat it like a hot tub. Shower first, then throw yourself in there. Make sure that you don't have allergies to the bubble bath stuff. Bake something delicious. Cookies always work. Cookies, yum, yum, yum. Or if you got time to bake a cake, go for it. Record store excursion, that's fun. You can do dancing. Now, if you don't want to go out dancing and like, oh, well, I got to get dressed up to go do this, this, that, hey, Xbox, YouTube, all these little things can be able to have like a virtual dance party in house. So if you're doing a game night, include that into the game night. Include that into the home picnic, romantic dinner. And if you think about it, you could probably put some wages on there. So just in case, for instance, I'm a little competitive, you make more points than your partner, then your partner has to clean up. Isn't that amazing? But it would be fun. Of course, you know, you would just help them out. You wouldn't just string them along, let them do everything, unless you have something else up your sleeve planned for them later. But it's just to be all fair, I think it would be kind of cool just to help out when I'm ready to clean up. It's not too bad. You can put the games away or turn everything off. But I think it's amazing. So I'm going to send you off with this You, Me, You, My butterfly song, which I think is amazing. I love you. Love yourself. Love others. Be kind, my little butterfly.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
All right, guys, it was such a great show. Thank you for tuning in today. Again, special thanks to Shelly at Fab Late June. So I will see you back February 24th. Let me know how everything went. I'm excited to know. So stay tuned. Another guest will be coming, or maybe guests. So again, I love you, love others, love yourselves. Take care.